It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, welcome to the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. I'm Robert, your host. I'd like to welcome Scott to the podcast here with
us. Hey, everybody. How is everybody doing? Hey, Bob, hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
I hope you had a good Thanksgiving too, Scott. And really, the common trend this Thanksgiving is buyer beware.
Yeah, watch out if you want Black Friday shopping or considering going shopping, because there's a lot of junky TVs out there and you don't want to get stuck with one.
That's right. In fact, today is Cyber Monday.
So. Yep, Cyber Monday, everybody orders online. Make sure you research before you order anything, because if the price is too good to be true, it usually is too good to be true.
Yeah, in fact, you talked a little bit about this in your multi-channel news article, Scott, and, you know, I've seen a lot of ads for a lot of TVs, like Best Buy, Walmart, and the TVs that they're selling at a low price is really not really a good TV.
Right, and you got to really beware, because you got places like Home Depot, CVS, the pharmacy type places, Brooks Pharmacy, they're advertising 40-inch high-definition TVs. Do you really want to buy a high-definition TV from your local pharmacy?
Now, that's kind of funny. Now, the moral of this kind of story is just do some research. Do some basic research. Know what you're buying into. Chances are, if the price is, in fact, too good to be true, well, you're going to get what you pay for. Right. And right now, with the advent of 1080 progressive technology, it'd be kind of crazy not to get a TV that doesn't have that technology in it.
Right. If you see something out there, you know, write the model number down on Satellite Guys, ask somebody about it, and I'm sure someone can give you some advice which way to go to get it or stay far away from it. That's what we're here for.
And in fact, if you want to know a pretty good model or manufacturer to go with, I have me a Mitsubishi. Not only do they sell cars, but they sell electronics at all also, and it's been a downright awesome model. Never had any problems with it.
Yeah, I just got a Samsung, and I'm pretty happy with it so far. Another one that's looking pretty good, but there's an issue with them. They look fabulous. It's the Vizio models. The big problem with the Vizio models, if something happens to it, you've got to pack it up in a box and ship it to California. And if you're on the East Coast like I am, that's an awful big shipping expense to send it to California, because that's the only service center they have in the United States.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Well, not really awesome for the person who's got to ship it, but, you know, you would think that Vizio would have those service centers like Chicago, for instance, where I'm from. That's kind of in the middle of the country.
Yeah, they don't. And too bad, because Vizio makes some really impressive-looking TVs, and they're really low-priced as well. Another thing I'd like to talk about real quick is we did the CES press preview a couple weeks ago, and I'm sure you guys seen the videos online. If you haven't, check them out. They're in the Operations Center area. And we did meet with Dish Network. We met with the guys from Sling Media. And it was really good meetings. There's some interesting stuff coming down the line for CES involving Dish Network and Sling Media. And I've been promised not to say anything about it, so I'm not going to say anything about it. But look for some interesting synergies coming between Sling Media and Dish Network at CES.
I'm really excited about Sling Media, because they do have some of the most inventive products out on the market today with the Sling Box and the high-definition Sling Box that they do have. And it's a product that I use practically every day. When I'm away from home and I do have an internet connection available to me, I'm able to watch TV over the web.
Yep, I've got actually three Sling Boxes, and I love them all. It's the greatest invention that has come out in the 21st century. No matter where you are, your TV's there with you, and you have full control of your TV. This isn't a Sling Media ad, but it's just a great, great, great product.
I know I'm looking forward to using mine at the Consumer Electronics Show, which we're less than 5 weeks away from. Bandwidth permitting, because Vegas kind of tends to be bandwidth restricted right about that time.
Yeah, if you try and do anything on the internet during CES while you're in Vegas, you're going to have a hard time doing it. That's one of the big downfalls of CES. You'd think for the biggest consumer electronics show they'd have lots of internet bandwidth there, but they don't.
Yeah, look at this CES coming up in 2008 to be one of the biggest CESs that Satellite Guys has put on, because we're going to have tons of staff on hand.
Yeah, I think we got 10 or 11 people going from the Satellite Guys staff, and with a staff of 25, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that is really impressive. I'm going. My wife is going. We're going to be shooting some video in high definition for Satellite Guys, as well as getting some commentary for the podcast.
Yeah, and another big event that's coming up that I'd like to talk about is December 10th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 5:30 p.m. in the Pacific. That's the Satellite Guys Night of 100,000 Thanks Holiday Party. That's our big Christmas party, and this year we're doing it up bigger than we've ever done before. We've got so much stuff to give away. Nintendo Wii, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360. We got a Slingbox Pro. We've even got a couple copies of Rock Band, the special edition with the drums and the guitar and the microphone and everything. A couple external hard drives. We've even got the new DSR 410 receiver from Skyvision, so you can check that out if you're interested in that as well. That, again, is December 10th. Look for more details on how you can win coming soon to Satellite Guys. In fact, coming this week, because you'll have to enter to win each specific item. So that way you're getting an item that you really want and not getting an item that you're just not going to, you know, put in a closet somewhere. We want you to get a prize that you really, really want to use.
Right. And I'm looking at the picture that's on SatelliteGuys.us right now. And this is really an impressive amount of stuff you're giving away, Scott. But I got a question. Does the Miller Genuine Draft light sign come with it?
No. That's part of my stuff back there. In fact, if you notice the Christmas wraps, hiding all the alcohol in the bar back there.
That's kind of funny.
But that is December 10th. It's going to be a great time. And all these prizes are given from myself and my wife as the thanks to our members, our supporters, and our staff. The pub members, supporting founders, and staff are eligible for all prizes. Regular registered members are eligible for some of the prizes, but I have a couple surprises in there that are going to make some of the big, big, big prizes available to the registered members as well. It's going to be really interesting and really fun.
It's really going to be a fun time, and, you know, I don't think anybody's really going to be paying attention to the Charlie chat that's going to be on at that same time.
I don't know if I should be saying this yet, but our friends from DishStore.net, you can't believe the grand prize they're giving away. Let's just say it's a year of America's Everything package with the HD pack and locals prepaid for a year. That's courtesy of DishStore.net. That's a $1,200 value that they're giving away for one lucky person, and that's going to be available to any member who's logged into the chat. One lucky person that's logged into the chat, no matter whether a pub member, staff, registered member, what have you, will be eligible to win that big, big, big prize. And it's really exciting to see this come together.
Wow. Thank you, Claude, for that prize. That's really impressive. That's on top of the Guitar Hero 3, the Rock Bands, the PS3, the Xbox 360 Halo Edition, the 3 My Books, and everything else that you could think of.
Yep, it's going to be a fun night, and I hope everybody can join us. And again, look for details. They're coming online this week, so that way you can enter for the prizes you want. And again, if you're a registered member, we're going to be having a little special event, so you can get entered to win some of the big prizes like the Wii and the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360.
So that's pretty awesome that we got this Dish Network package. So you'll be able to watch like channels like Voom and TBS, which kind of showing a little lack of HD lately.
Right. Voom has they're doing themselves a disservice, and it's actually doing a disservice to Dish Network. Voom has cut their HD programming, by more than half. On their movie channels like Monsters HD and some of the other channels, instead of showing programming throughout the day, they're showing two movies, and they're just replaying them back to back to back to back all day. And it's a real big downer compared to what Voom was before the 15th of the month, where it was, you know, chock full of programming all day. You tune in, you know, sometime during the day and you see something that you didn't see in the morning. And now chances are if you're tuning to Voom in the morning and then go to watch it at night, you're going to see the same thing you saw in the morning.
I wonder what caused that programming to change like that. I know I was watching Frank TV on TBS, and I was highly disappointed because that's TBS's flagship program for this year. And no HD, just stretched out SD.
I don't know if you'd want to see Frank Galeando in high definition, though, so maybe they're doing us a service.
Well, the big thing about it was it had a little scroll on the bottom of the TV that said, in HD, where available. And I'm flipping through my DirecTV, and I'm looking at the banner guide, and yep, TBS HD, yep, stretched out SD.
Yeah, well, one good thing this year coming out of the Turner group of channels, has been The Christmas Story, which is playing on TNT throughout the month. They're actually showing an HD version of the movie this year. And I was watching it a little while ago. It looks fantastic. It's grainy, but it looks fantastic compared to the SD upconvert they had last year on TNT HD.
Yeah, TNT HD is the only Turner channel that's been doing a real good job at putting high-def content up there. In fact, one of the viewers kind of PM'd me because I had made a comment to watch Disney Studios, and it was in one of the previous podcasts, saying that, you know, watch a Disney classic, and once when it goes on, it will that's going to determine the format winner. Lo and behold, I did not know at the time that they are launching a classic. It will, I think it's like Cinderella or something like that. I saw it on one of my Blu-ray discs, and it looks fantastic.
Yep. Oh, one more thing. Speaking of HD, it looks like I'm hearing a rumor, and Scobuck's also hearing a rumor, that we could see some new HD content on DirecTV this Wednesday. And I haven't heard what it's going to be yet, but I've heard from a number of my sources saying a number of people are going to be very excited about it. So by them saying a number of people, I'm kind of expecting it to be MSG HD and the other Sports Channel New York, which is not currently available. Hopefully they struck a deal there, but I'm hearing that some sort of HD is coming to DirecTV this coming Wednesday.
And really, when you think about it, we're getting closer and closer to January 1st, and by January 1st is the deadline of 100 channels of HD on DirecTV.
Yeah, and they're awfully close, although many of the channels are awfully disappointing, such as the new channels they added just a couple weeks ago, the MTV HD, the VH1 HD, and the CMT HD. Those are not even being fed in HD by MTV Networks, Viacom. That's just DirecTV taking the signal coming, the standard definition signal coming off the satellite, and just upconverting it and saying it's a new HD channel. And that, my friends, is kind of disappointing to me. That's not real HD, and it's kind of a shame that they're advertising it like that.
No, but it makes you wonder, why can't they pump their standard definition channels looking that good?
Yeah, that's the way that the standard definition channels are supposed to look, but you see what compression can do to it.
Yeah, my God. I think we need to get to an MPEG-4 compression pretty soon on both satellite providers.
Yeah, and the other interesting thing going on that we haven't talked about in this podcast is the split of Dish Network. Lots of FCC filings, and the FCC has approved a number of the conditions that Charlie wanted to see moving, splitting the company apart. One big question that has been unanswered by all of this is what's going to happen to the folks in Alaska and Hawaii, because their service could be affected by the split if Dish Network takes the 61.5 satellite and splits it apart so it's a separate part of the company and they use it for the EchoStar portion of things.
Right, and you know, that's going to be really interesting, and EchoStar seems to be pressing out VIP TV, which is its content distribution platform for cable companies and MDUs.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for that. AT&T Dish Network, I'm hearing that is dead. A number of employees have called, talked to me and said, you know, what was active there before is now not active. And I think the rumors that's coming around are just to keep pumping the Dish Network stock price up, but I can't say who's doing it or why, but I think the AT&T deal is dead for now.
Right, and I think if it was alive, we would have saw something this week right before the holidays.
Yeah, even AT&T denied it when they were talking the other day. They actually shot it down, and of course the stock fell after that, but I don't see it happening, folks. It's just someone's playing games now.
Right, and it's been pretty dead. I'd expect it to be a little bit more dead and through the holidays, as this is the holiday season, but I expect everything to pick up January 6th, Consumer Electronics Show.
Yep. Hey, Bob, I think I hear the music starting to play, but let me just say one more time. December 10th, make sure you're with us between 8:30 at night Eastern Time, which is 5:30 p.m. Pacific, for our holiday party, because you don't want to miss this. You can win some really, really, really great prizes. It's our way of saying thank you to you for everything from Satellite Guy.
Yep. Thank you guys for joining us on today's edition of the podcast, and we'll see you guys later on.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us.
Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.